The Greater Accra Regional Minister, Julius Deborah, has appealed to political parties to come on board to help evacuate the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. He said until there is a coordinated effort on the problem of sanitation, Accra will continue to be flooded any time the rains set in. Mr. Deborah therefore called for a bipartisan approach to ensure that the city of Accra is free of from filth. The minister made the appeal when the AMA chief executive, Alfred Vanderpoy, took him round to some projects being undertaken by the assembly. Rita Nyaku and Janet Quest have more.
The minister and the mayor first visited the old Lavender Hill, where about 170 trucks discharge liquid waste into the sea daily. They also visited the new Lavender Hill, where Mr. Vanderpoy explained the modernized way of disposing waste. Mr. Deborah, who was the minister designate for the Eastern Region, said he is coming in as the Greater Accra Regional Minister to augment the efforts of the AMA in tackling the sanitation problem in the metropolis. He urged the AMA to work hard to generate funds internally.
It looks like we still have not tapped to the fullest our potential in terms of internally generated funds. So I want to urge you and your team to intensify your drive for internal generated funds. I mean, nothing of course stops you under the new philosophy being buttressed by the president that we are encouraging everybody to use public-private partnership as a new channel for development. And I think this does not need any argument. As a local government, you are also encouraged to venture into some of this partnership under PPP scheme. Nothing stops you if you decide to enter into a PPP arrangement with an investor who wants to use garbage collection to generate energy.
Mr. Vanderpoy said AMA is focused on the street naming and house numbering tax by the president. He added the assembly would work very hard to execute the projects before the 18-month ultimatum. He assured the minister that the assembly would construct major drains to enable water to flow freely into the sea. Mr. Vanderpoy said the assembly would continue to work to turn its challenges into opportunities for the development of the country.
That report was filed by Rita Nyaku and Janet Quest.